this week?
Well, I've got a really interesting story about an ancient fossil snake that's been discovered. Now, it hasn't been discovered the way that a lot of fossils are, by someone out, you know, in the wilderness hunting for fossils. David Martell was actually on a field trip with his students to a museum and looking at the fossils in that museum in Germany, and he spotted something really interesting. It looks exactly like a snake. It's very small. It's only about 15 centimetres long. But when he looked at it, he saw that it had legs. Now, that's interesting because snakes don't normally have legs. And there have been some examples found of snakes that have hind legs, just two at the back.
I think pythons have that, don't they? Little pair of vestigial legs.
Yes, they've got tiny little vestigial ones. But this one actually has four legs. And a snake with four legs has never been seen before in the fossil record. So he knew that they were onto something particularly interesting here. He's arguing that this definitely is a snake. There's some debate here. So we know that snakes evolved from lizards. So they once had legs and then they lost them. This, they think it's a snake because it has scales like a snake. And they even found in its stomach some little tiny bones, which shows that it was eating other vertebrates. And of course, most snakes nowadays, I think possibly all snakes, eat other animals. They're predatory. Not all experts are agreeing that this was a true snake because there are legless lizards that are lizards that have lost their legs but aren't snakes. So there's still a little bit of debate here. But if it is a snake, which some people are saying it is, it would tell us something that we didn't know about how evolution happened, because there's been a lot of argument about whether snakes evolved from lizards that swam or lizards that burrowed, because in both of those examples, you can lose your legs and still sort of get around perfectly well. This one supports the burrowing hypothesis. This fossil doesn't have any adaptations that would make it a good swimmer, but it has a really kind of pointy nose that would have made it a good burrower. So that shows support for that hypothesis. The other interesting thing is that the legs don't appear to be useful for walking or even sort of dragging yourself around and crawling, but they aren't completely useless. They aren't vestigial like the ones you mentioned on the living snakes that we see sometimes. They've become kind of highly specialised, and they think that they might actually have used it to hold onto their prey because they've got these really long fingers and possibly even hold onto each other when they were mating as well. But it does look like they've stopped being useful for one thing and they've evolved to be useful for something else, which is really interesting. And that's given rise to the snake's name, which I think is great. It's called Tetrapodophis amplectus, which roughly translated means the four-legged hugging snake.
I still don't think I'd like to be hugged by it, though, Ginny. Ewan, Paige is one.